What kind of movies do you like best, Yael?
Well, Don, I like romantic comedies, but they tend to be sappy. I suppose I prefer mysteries.
So, you'd probably really stink if you were watching a mystery movie like Gone Girl.
I beg your pardon?
No offense, but scientists have found that people give off chemicals when they watch movies.
Why would they do that?
It's not something people consciously do. All living organisms, from the smallest bacteria to the largest elephants, emit chemicals into the environment. In many instances, those chemicals are used to send messages to nearby organisms.
You mean pheromones?
Not in this case. These chemicals are less specific than pheromones. In the movie research study, 9,500 German moviegoers watched 16 films, which included comedy, romance, action, and horror movies. The researchers classified scenes from the movies using labels such as suspense, laughter, and crying. They also measured the concentration of over 100 trace gases during the movie.
100?
They found that many of the chemicals varied over time. They focused on carbon dioxide and isoprene, which peaked at suspenseful moments. They attributed the spikes in carbon dioxide to increased pulse and breathing rate. The spikes in isoprene, a chemical associated with muscle action, were probably due to tense movie moments.
This seems like something marketers would be interested in. I can imagine them measuring the air during consumer testing to see how people feel about products.
Scientists predict that future studies will measure heart rate, body temperature, and other physiological measurements during movies. Pretty soon, they'll know what we're feeling before we do.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.